To whom much is given, much is expected. So we can't sit and listen to the Word of God for 15, 20, 30 years and not be giants in faith. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. If you do that, you're at risk of being wicked. You can't do it. You can't. You can't. Because if you do, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to yourself. You are accountable. I am accountable. We are all accountable. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses and be accountable to God. He's accountable to you and He's faithful. He's so faithful. He deserves your faithfulness. Be faithful to Him. So tired of people doing that and railing God that He's not good. How can He let sin and wickedness happen in the world? How disgusting it is. Your choices, humanity. Your choices you're making is letting this in. Pray for them. Stop cursing everything. Pray for them. Speak life over that. Those protesters right now will see the life and the glory of God shine forth in every person who loves the Lord around them, and it will blind them to the wickedness that they desire. Instead, they will see the angel of the Lord and they will be saved. They will quit running after hell's fire and they will be convicted of their sins. They will repent and see they need a Savior. Don't you ever get sick of seeing the devil run people around? I do. I don't want that for you babies. I don't want that for you people. Stop it. You be accountable to God. He loves you. He's worthy of your accountability. He's worthy of your faithfulness. What He did on that cross, that bleeding, beaten body, what He did for you deserves your faithfulness. He deserves you to love Him more than yourself. Right? It should enrage us. Jesus went into the marketplace and He flipped the tables over. He had righteous indignation for what they were doing. It was hell to do that in God's house. It made God not be important and significant to the people who came there. It minimized the mighty God that He is. It was shameful. Sin is so shameful, you guys. And it hurts the people who do it, and it hurts the people who love them. And people, you know, then they hem and haw. Why is the world such a mess? Well, where's your accountability? Where's your part? Did you bring heaven into earth where you were? Was your life a weapon in God's hand? Or was your life a weapon in the devil's hand?